Hello friends, we are on chapter 6, yet another funded credit facility, that is loans. In the previous two chapters we saw the two other funded credit facilities, overdraft and cash credit. Overdraft and cash credits are more or less similar to it because the borrower gets a limit and he can utilize that limit as per his requirements. He need not have to utilize the entire limit in one go. Exactly opposite is what we are going to see in this type of credit facility, that is loans, whereas most often the borrower does not get a limit to withdraw as and when he requires to utilize it, but a lump sum amount has to be disbursed to him, and more importantly, the interest starts from the day one on the entire lump sum amount. The objective of this chapter would be to understand the meaning of loans, to understand the different types of loans, and we'll conclude this chapter by understanding the advantages as well as the disadvantages of loans. So let us first understand what exactly is a loan. A loan is an advance given for a specific period and for a definite purchase, such as purchase of premises, purchase of capital assets, or even setting up expansion of factory premises or offices. So two important things you have to understand about loans. Number one, it's an advance and it is given for a specific period for a definite objective, that is a purchase or even setting up or expansion. And this amount that is provided by the bank to the borrower has to be repaid in installments. So having understood what exactly is the meaning of loans, let us understand what are the different characteristics of loans. Unlike an overdraft and a cash credit account, which we saw is a running account, loan account is not a running account. You cannot make multiple transactions, debits and credits in loan account like you do in overdrafts and cash credit account. No further debits in the account are made except by way of interest, by way of insurance, by way of service charges, etc. So only those debits are effected because the loan amount is disbursed in one go. When a borrower deposits money in his loan account, he is not normally allowed to withdraw it, whereas the same thing is possible in case of an overdraft or a cash credit account. If additional funds are required for the customer, this is very unique about a loan account. He needs to take a specific approval for the additional limit, whereas in your overdraft or cash credit, you can do multiple debits and credits up to the sanctioned limit in an overdraft and a cash credit account. There are a few more characteristics of loans. Like, banks are at liberty after appraising the request to refuse the loan. Interest is charged on the actual outstanding balance in the account on monthly basis. Upon deposit of stipulated installments, the balance in the account is automatically reduced for the purpose of charging interest. Loan account achieve the lowest operating cost, and unlike your cash credit and overdraft account, a checkbook is not issued in case of a loan account. So whenever a loan account comes to your mind, you have to keep these characteristics of a loan account specifically applicable to loans. So having understood what exactly is a loan and what are the different characteristics of a loan, a person or a borrower can get different types of loans. Like, you can get a short-term loan, medium-term loan, a long-term loan, a bridge loan, a composite loan, a consumption loan, and even a demand loan. Let's understand what each one of them means. A short-term loan is generally granted for a period less than a year. Secondly, short-term loans are generally sanctioned for meeting the working capital needs of the borrowers. They are granted against security of tangible assets such as your goods, your shares, your debentures, etc. So any loan that is granted for a period less than a year for meeting working capital requirements can be termed as a short-term loan. What exactly is a medium and long-term loan? Medium loan and long-term loans are extended for a tenure more than a year, and they are generally granted for purchase of capital goods. If short-term loans are required to meet your working capital requirements, your medium and short-term loans are used for procuring the capital goods. And since they are used for procuring the capital goods, they are also secured by the assets that are purchased out of the finance of the medium and long-term loans. Generally, most of you must be familiar with short-term and medium and long-term loans, but this bridge loan is a unique concept given for accommodating the borrower for a shorter period. Let's understand what exactly is a bridge loan. Bridge loan are short-term loans up to a shorter period, say about 4 months. These loans are to bridge the cash flows to meet the urgent needs during the period when formalities for availing the loans are being fulfilled. These loans are granted by banks and are automatically repaid out of the amount of the term loan sanctioned or the funds raised in the capital market. Like a company is going to come with an IPO, the funds will be coming later, but it requires an immediate urgent need of money. So a bridge loan can accommodate that requirement for a short-term period. Bridges, a small short-term accommodation. We have yet another type of loan which we call as a composite loan. Composite loans are granted both for your working capital needs as well as your capital assets procurement. So it's a combination of your short and medium and long term, usually granted to small borrowers such as artisans, farmers, small scale industries, etc. Consumption loan, these are commonly useful for any citizen who wants to make use of the bank's funds for consumption, for productive purpose, normally provided for productive purposes, and for meeting the personal needs of any individual. These are also known as retail loans, became more popular after the birth of retail banking in 1990s. And this includes your personal loans for medical expenses, marriage expenses, holidays and similar needs, educational loans, car loans, professional loans, and also the consumer durable loans to purchase your fast moving goods such as purchase washing machines, refrigerators, and any innovation, electronic innovation that comes for which immediate money is required. We have a specific category of loan called demand loans. Demand loans are repayable on demand. That means as soon as the banker asks for the money, it needs to be repaid. And the banker uses this instance when it feels that the borrower is not making use of the money, borrower is violating the terms and conditions for which the loan has been sanctioned. This includes loan against banks, own time deposits, national savings certificates, and other securities. These are specific categories of demand loans. The bank has a right to recall it at any time. In case of default, bank can dispose of the securities. Generally, these securities are pledged to the bank, and hence bank has a right to dispose it of simply by giving a notice. So having understood the different types of loans, like the short term, the medium term, the long term, the bridge loan, the composite loan, the demand loan, we need to understand how interest is charged on these types of loans. Interest is charged on a monthly basis. Interest charge is rounded off to the nearest rupee. Term loan and working capital advance should be clubbed to determine the size of the loan and the rate of the interest, because sometimes the rate of interest is based on the size of the loan. Banks are not permitted to charge interest below the base rate. So here comes the importance of understanding what is a base rate. Base rate is a benchmark rate every bank has to disclose. These are on the basis of specific instructions of Reserve Bank of India. Base rate was actually introduced in 2010 by replacing the BPLR existing then. Banks are not permitted to charge below the base rate, which is the minimum that banks have to charge on the loans given. So this is a minimum benchmark rate below which banks cannot charge. It can charge over the base rate. And every bank determines this base rate on certain parameters like the actual cost of funds, like the cost of funds we talk, the interest that has to be paid to the depositors by the bank, the operating expenses, the infrastructure cost, the IT infrastructure, the salaries, the branch, and many other operating core expenses that are to be incurred, minimum margin for provisions, capital charge and profit margin. So the cushion over and above, breaking even the expenses that are to be incurred. And finally, banks are free to charge interest based on their assessment of the customer's creditworthiness. So these are the various parameters on which the base rate is decided by the bank. The base rate won't be applicable in this exception, especially government-sponsored schemes like loans under different rate of interest, which we call as a DRI, the differential rate of interest DRI scheme, is not included in the base rate category. Loans to the bank's own employees also need not be charged as per the base rate, and loans to the bank's depositors against their own deposit also need not be charged as per the base rate. So friends, one more latest event you have to understand. If base rate had replaced the BPLR, this base rate has also been replaced by MCLR in 2016. The marginal cost of funds lending rate, which we popularly call as MCLR, has replaced the base rate. Banks are not permitted to lend below the MCLR except in some cases, which we saw in our previous slide, like the DRI and the loan to employees and loan against bank's own deposits. Banks have to consider the change cost conditions or the marginal cost for calculating the MCLR. There is a specific formula given by Reserve Bank of India to calculate MCLR. Every bank has to use that but devise their own MCLR rate. MCLR serves as an internal benchmark or reference rate for the bank, which means anything that cannot, any loan that has to be advanced that cannot be below the MCLR, it has to be with reference to MCLR. So friends, this covers a lot, many things about a loan credit facility. Finally, let's conclude with what are the advantages and disadvantages of a loan. Let's see first the advantages of a loan. The very first advantage is banks force the customer to be disciplined, as a certain amount has to be repaid every month, which is unlike your cash credit and overdraft. Secondly, as loans are renewed periodically, it gives bankers an opportunity to assess the creditworthiness of the customer company regularly. So it is not just because the loan was sanctioned once, the customer will get loan again and again. As and when he wants a fresh loan, a fresh review would be made and a fresh appraisal would be done whether to sanction or reject that particular loan to the same customer. Interest accrues on the bank on the entire amount lent to the customer. The loan account are easy to manage as installments are paid on specific dates, unlike cash credit and overdraft facility, which is a running account. The transaction happens multiple times, and that's the reason these loan accounts are very cost effective. Loan documentation is comprehensive. It takes care of all the security aspects. It binds the borrower with certain terms and conditions. The rights, responsibilities and duties of both the bank as a lender as well as the borrower is actually documented in this comprehensive loan documentation. Having understood this advantages of loans, we also need to understand what are the disadvantages of a loan. There is some inflexibility, as a customer needs to negotiate with the bank every time he requires additional amounts. The borrower has to comply with all those requirements time and again. Banks have no control regarding the end use of the funds borrowed. The loans are for the fixed periods. They are often rolled over due to the borrower's inability to pay. Thank you.